Novell Open Audio brings you BrainShare from the Tech Lab.
It's BrainShare from the Tech Lab, and we've got Clive Bierman and Gerald Pfeiffer, and these guys are going to tell us a little bit about what is going on with SUSE Linux Enterprise. How's it going, guys?
It's going good, Ted. Going really good.
Did you almost call me Slez?
I did almost call you Slez.
Don't call me Slez.
I got Slez on the brain, Ted.
Okay, tell us why. What's good? What is new and updated? What's so exciting about this new version that you guys announced today?
So we've announced at the user conference today, we've announced a new version of the platform. So that's SUSE Linux Enterprise, not just server, but desktop as well. So it's a new family of desktop and server products from Novell.
And what's exciting about it?
The great thing, what's exciting about it, we have inbuilt virtualization now, so you can run multiple versions of operating systems and things like that, all on single server machines, which is very exciting.
What kind of operating systems can you host? I know you can do other SUSE Linux Enterprise on top of, this is on XEN, correct?
That is XEN, Xen.
Okay.
That's correct. Right now, when we go GA sometime in the summer, we'll only start off slow with SLES 10, but hopefully as we're going to add more support for service packs as we're moving along. So when new service packs come out, we're going to have SLES 9 and maybe some other operating systems from some other operating systems companies that you may or may not have heard of.
You're talking about Redmond, right?
I'm talking about Redmond, yeah. and actually even NetWare as well. That might creep in at some stage, so that's going to be good too.
Okay, and there are rumors about a pretty killer NetWare demonstration on Friday's keynote.
On Friday's keynote, we'll see a pretty killer virtualization demo, that's for sure. I don't want to give anything away to it.
Oh, okay. All right. What else should we know about SUSE Linux Enterprise 10?
So I'm going to tell you more about the server features. We got some great things from
You don't say.
Yes, I know. I'm going to try. I've been doing this all day. I've gone a complete blank. So we got Storage Foundation, which is a new thing for us. We've integrated Oracle Open and
Oracle Clustered File System.
Oracle Clustered File System 2. Thanks very much. You've given me a prop there. With EVMS, which is the IBM's open source volume management system, plus also Heartbeat 2, which is a failover mechanism. So we're really unique with that we brought all those things together. So that's unique. We've also got some great server performance enhancements, some multi-core stuff, which is great too, because that's going to lead us, about 15% performance increase for SLES, which is pretty speedy. Great for databases.
Great.
And, we got the AppArmor stuff, which I know you've talked about and we've all heard lots and lots about. That's going great guns too.
Okay, good. Good. And now that Clive, the marketing guy, has spoken about it, Gerald, what, as the project manager guy, what has he missed? What did he not include that you think he should have talked about?
Well, on the storage side, NFS version 4 is a pretty big thing for us.
So that's the network file system, NFS?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay.
We are the first distro to really provide this enterprise ready. And Clyde missed about 1,572 minor features.
Go on.
Are you running out of battery?
No.
and the point really is, when you look at the big picture, you have these highlights. But when you're coming from a SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 9 system, you're completely used to that, and then migrate to SUSE Linux Enterprise 10. You will see that in the last couple of years, we changed many, many details. We added knobs here. We improved the user interface there. We added a package at the third place and so on. So those big things are the highlights and probably reasons why customers would buy. But even if you don't necessarily use one of these big highlights, there is lots of hardware support. Clive already indicated some.
Oh, I forgot iSCSI. We got new iSCSI support.
Yeah.
And iSCSI, what does that do?
Basically,
big thing for storage, right?
Yeah, it's a storage thingy. And basically, you can hook up storage arrays via Ethernet. or in principle any internet protocol. The I stands for internet, so TCP/IP. And that,
so it's IP-based connectivity to your storage, and the server just mounts it like a regular drive locally.
Yeah, it looks like a SCSI drive. That's why it's called iSCSI. But you can use cheap Ethernet or general internet fabric versus very expensive storage fabric.
And for the first time, we've now allowed it to be a client and a server. So we can just access storage arrays or actually be a storage array ourselves.
Oh, really? So yeah, somebody can actually bring up a server that is just really just providing its drives to another system.
Yeah. So that's one of the scenarios we had in mind. Pick a vanilla server, add a couple of storage cards, add storage arrays to software RAID, for example, and replace some of your expensive RAID systems by that.
Great. Thanks for the quick overview, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ted.